another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins. Today, we continue our practice in the letter to the Philippians. We're in chapter 4 with verses 10 through 12. I rejoice greatly in the Lord that now, at last, you revived your concern for me. You were, of course, concerned about me, but lacked an opportunity. Not that I say this because of need, for I have learned in whatever situation I find myself to be self-sufficient. I know indeed how to live in humble circumstances. I know also how to live with abundance. In every circumstance and in all things, I have learned the secret of being well-fed and of going hungry, of living in abundance, and of being in need. It's not me that is the answer to anything. It's not me that finds humility a pie to eat. It's not me that overcomes any weakness I encounter. It's not me that lives in strength during any weakness experienced as a child of God we seek. It is the one and only Savior that lives in me that I happily share the answer He provides when confessing Him as your Redeemer, wanting to experience His body and blood, to know the strength, to know it's about Him and not me who writes what he orders in my spirit of him who I conquer all things by placing him first in every decision. Paul sharing his joy with the Philippians, knowing he has learned to accept all situations in Christ Jesus. I'm sure he was well fed. Even when he felt the pangs of hunger, he knew every circumstance of being one in thrice. I say it, wasn't me, it was the Father and the Holy Ghost, one with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you see him in me, that's all I want to be. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan. We pray for Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those who we said that we'd pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. We pray for Ukraine and the world and its needs of peace. Lord, help them end this tragedy that seems running amok now. We pray for those who are in silence, that have no one to pray for them, who are fearful for their beings. We pray for you in Jesus Christ's peace. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Philippians 4, it's verses 10 through 12. We've got a two stanza poem ongoing. It's titled, Need Not Me, Showing the Answer, Secret How. Lord, graciously rejoicing in me, Paul, concern, yours revived now. Opportunity lacked concern, show, see. Need not me, showing the answer, how. Learned, have I, finding situation whatever, self-sufficiency or die, circumstances, living humble in Christ's clever. And abundance, live circumstances every in Christ I rely. Needs mine forever abide hungry or well fed. It's earth's heaven, his secret to find. Amen. I am Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's March 24th, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 7:21 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. A little silent closure in bell time, calling on the Spirit to close our love of humanity going out each day. We pray that you share your instance of love. No matter where you might be, turn around and see what you can do to help others that are in need. Even if you don't think they are in need, when you reach out to them, offer just a small part of humble pie, you won't believe that many will even have a tear in their eye. Amen. My good friend Sean and Marie, hope you guys are having a great day. Continue to lift up you as you're traveling. And we're praying for your strength, and your peace, and your passion. As we close today at 7:21. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for all things. In your precious blood, we pray. Amen. Thanks again for joining us. God bless you.